I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, Josh Reese, and Aaron Rosa. It's a big podcast this week, fellas.
Oh boy, one of the all-time greats.
What a movie.
Oh yes. We did Avengers Infinity War, we did Avengers Endgame, but we're going back. We're going back to the beginning, to the first one. The first Avengers film from 2012. It's been 12 years. 12 years since this movie
came
out.
That's crazy. This is an interesting one for me because Andrew and I think we have the same take on the Nolan Batman movies as the Avengers movies. Mm-hmm. I like the first one more than you, even though you still like it.
Yeah.
And you like the later ones, even though I like them more than me.
I guess. I mean, that's partially true. I would say, like, Dark Knight, then Batman Begins, then Dark Knight Rises. But I love all three of those movies. I still really like the first Avengers film. I just, not as much as Infinity War or Endgame. And I feel like that's the majority of people, how
of
they
course.
Feel. But we all know how Aaron feels about Infinity War. We already did that podcast.
It's too sad. I don't want to cry at an Avengers movie.
No, not at all. There's no crying in this movie, that's
crying
for sure.
No, this is a lot of jokes. This has been a while since I've seen this movie, and I was kind of surprised at, like, you know, kind of how well it stood up. It's a pretty good movie.
I think it's really intense. I think it's even better now going back on it after you've seen everything else that's happened, you know? Because you've seen them go through, like, the shit in Infinity War and Endgame, and you're like, all right, at least this is, like, you know, a fun, family-friendly movie where they all live and...
Right.
No one really dies of that importance.
It's kind of like people forget how big this was. It's kind of like, to use a metaphor, it's kind of like the porn thing. Like once you've seen Alexis Texas getting railed, like seeing a Playboy picture of her doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
But
and those don't exist, by the way.
Right. But it's easy to forget how big this movie was, like how massive this was when it came out.
It was huge.
I will say to Andrew's point that this being a decade old, seeing how they were able to nail so many of the things in the future coming from this movie is kind of really interesting. Like, oh shit, like that was the genesis point for X. You know, like it all started
absolutely.
Here.
My biggest criticism of this movie when I saw it was like I just felt that Loki wasn't really a like good enough or powerful enough villain. Because he really wasn't. I mean, especially at the end, he just got his ass kicked, but like knowing where Loki goes from here and how much more interesting he gets, it certainly helps when rewatching this movie because now I like the Loki that we know.
And that's a fair criticism, but there was so much shit going on in this movie, so many new, maybe introducing a new villain on top of all that would have just been too much, maybe.
I don't mean introducing a new villain. I just mean maybe giving Loki more power, maybe just understanding him more. Because, again, before this, we saw him in Thor, and Thor 1 was awful. You know what I mean? And, like, Loki just wasn't as interesting as he becomes.
Right.
He becomes so much more interesting.
Of course.
We learn so much more about him.
And now he's the most powerful person?
I mean, in a way, I guess you could say that.
Right?
He can kill just an infinite amount of people if he lets his hands go. If he just, like, sneezes. Imagine
one
if he's in there, he sneezes,
that's
everyone's dead.
Entire timeline.
That's fucking crazy.
He's
got crazy arm core strength.
We are being held together. If he sneezes, we're all going to go away like a snap.
No, I don't think we go away. I think the timelines kind of, like, all kind of, you know, go into each other, you start meeting yourself in other dimensions.
Yeah. And then 10 seconds later, you die.
Then you die,
This movie also gives you a ton of little things, like little references and Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Lots of little
There's moments. So many great moments. One of the biggest things for me is, like, this is when they still gave a shit about the Hulk. Because the Hulk arguably has the best scenes in this movie. And I miss this Hulk so much.
Nobody saw this coming, but he stole this movie.
He did.
100%.
He really did.
Like, God, I miss this Hulk so much. Now we have, like, smart/dumb Hulk. He's smart and dumb at the same time somehow.
Dad Hulk?
Dad Hulk.
And little did we know, with all the other appearances that we get of the Hulk moving forward, this is the only time we see him transform into the Hulk from start to finish.
Right.
In the entire cinematic universe.
Oh, man. That's, yeah.
Outside of a hand or
that one shot cost us $1 billion. Never do that again.
We barely profited because of that.
So, all right. We're going to go through Avengers in full detail, break it all down. But first, make sure you sign up at patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash. We just released a new bracket.
Oh, boy.
And we figured out who the funniest actor of all time is.
There you go.
And
we figured it out. We figured it out.
We did, yes.
It's over.
There were 64 names.
Yep.
And just like any other bracket, it got very, very heated. Controversial ending. Controversial ending for sure.
Yeah.
Did you hear it yet?
You
didn't? Go check it out.
You gotta listen to it. Patreon. You'll be as frustrated as I was.
Patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I mean, he's not going to hate the winner.
No, I don't think. I just think it. Well, whatever.
I think it got to the point it was supposed to get to.
Absolutely. But all right, let's do the news and rumors, aka the Hollywood Hogwash. So last Thursday, James Gunn announced that his Superman movie has begun filming. The title was originally Superman Legacy, but now it seems like he changed it to just Superman. Because now he's just calling it Superman.
I don't like
just
that. Superman. We've already had Superman.
But it was like Legacy. 50 years ago, I guess.
I know, but that sounds cool. Like, you can't just have Batman, right?
It could still change.
Even Nolan knew to change the name.
Yeah.
Even the new Batman is,
The Batman.
Well, at least they're changing it.
Yeah.
Do the Superman.
But he posted this photo of the logo, and there's snow on his chest. You know, it's cool. Sure.
Yeah, different.
But we still have to see if he could make the character of Clark Kent / Superman interesting for the first time ever.
Ever.
Even if you like the Superman films, that's fine. But still, Superman is a boring character. He always has been.
Yeah. But, you know, that's actually the symbol for hope.
Is it?
Hope starts with an H. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that was ever a thing, right? Until
no, it was clearly an S.
Until Zack Snyder was like, hey, I have a different take
on
it.
That won't happen in this movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have something a little related to this.
Uh-huh.
So one of the actresses involved here, she was commenting on Madam Web. That movie's been getting shit on a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, she came out with this. She was asked about it and how it did. And she said, well, it failed for the same simple reason that the Marvels and Birds of Prey failed, because the male audience still hides deep contempt.
That's
for everything
so
that is starring strong, independent women.
That's
and
so
she,
stupid.
But, it's fair.
But here's where it's tied in, and I'm really, really worried about this. She said she praised James Gunn and said that she just accepted to be Hot Girl in the new Superman movie once she read the script where Lois Lane is really the protagonist. Superman is the symbol, but she is the ideal brought to action while being a normal woman and real. I am very worried about this movie now.
Oh no!
Yeah, Lois Lane is not a superhero. I don't know how she's going to be Zod or anything like that.
But she fucks a superhero.
This girl says she
with her mind.
This woman says she agreed to play Hot Girl. That's
Hawk.
Interesting. Oh, Hawk Girl.
Hawk Girl.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah.
She was Hot Girl number one.
Yeah. I agreed to play Hot Girl 3.
Oh my God.
Who Superman bangs in a gangbang at the end of the film.
Well,
look,
that's
I trust.
Kind of want to
James
see.
Gunn has made all three Guardians movies.
He made Suicide Squad.
The good version of Suicide Squad. I think we could. He made Peacemaker.
He made Squirrel Girl lovable.
And they all had great female characters. I think we could trust James Gunn. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
But the argument that Madam Web failed, I bet you more men saw it than women. That's usually how superhero movies go anyway. And if. It's like Bill Burr said, like, why don't the women show up and see this movie? Then it would have done really well if every woman saw the movie.
There's
plenty of movies that are just targeted towards women and they've done well.
Many, many awesome
movies. No, it's because the movie is shit.
Many awesome
it's
movies.
Shit.
Gee, how was the original Wonder Woman perceived?
Yeah, how'd that do?
How'd that do?
I was gonna say.
Fucking huge.
Huge numbers.
Everybody I still watch it every time movie. It's on.
So dumb. Yeah. Just stop already.
Right.
It's such a pathetic excuse. You just made a bad movie.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just own it, bro.
Just own it. Did anyone go fucking see Morbius? No.
Right.
No one saw Morbius.
Horrible.
Except for me.
Jared Leto is a woman, I guess. Right?
And that was because of the shitty male actors.
Also, yes. Guess what? Spoiler alert, no one's going to go see Kraven. That movie's going to bomb.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that movie's going to suck ass.
There's plenty of movies with the male lead where it bombed and it was a superhero movie.
Yeah.
So while we're still talking about Superman, I'm super excited. While Aaron's a little bit worried, one of my favorite actors has got added to the Superman cast. Wendell Pierce is going to play Perry White.
He was
in The Wire and also Jack Ryan. Really, really fun guy.
Cool.
Says motherfucker a lot.
So I will say that falling asleep last night, I put on, I think it just hit yesterday, Aquaman 2.
Oh, God.
The Lost Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, and although I'm so sorry,
I fell asleep by the time, you last night too? Like just, I just put a giant TV in my bedroom, like on the wall. So it's perfect to like fall asleep to. And I didn't get to the very end. But like he was being the same character he was in Fast X in this movie, which made it kind of funny, I thought. Like the action was like, ridiculous.
His wife is dying. Like his father was almost killed. His child was kidnapped, and he's like cracking jokes. Like nothing's wrong.
You saw it?
I saw it in Spanish in Mexico. What? And like halfway through, I'm asking my wife. I'm like, I'm lost. What's going on? And she's like, I have no idea what's going on.
That is so cute that you agreed to see it with her in Spanish, even though you have no idea.
Muy chistoso?
Yeah, Josh, you're not speaking. You didn't say anything.
I think the most ridiculous thing is kind of like Ant-Man did, where like they go to this other universe where there's infinite characters now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what, you get small enough and like there's a million different characters.
Right.
This movie had too many like species to even think of.
Yeah, no. It's
like his brother's imprisoned in like the desert and there's a whole species. Like, how did we never found them? I get if you're, you know, thousands of miles under the sea, but if like you're like in the desert, like they're just walking around, like we just didn't know who they were. It's just kind of weird.
The good
thing
is Aquaman, we're never going to see this version of Aquaman ever again. That's the good news.
It's over, right?
It's over.
Wasn't he? That's the last movie.
Yes.
Tied to the DC.
Correct.
EU.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Green Arrow star Stephen Amell publicly blasted Gunn for posting updates. Because Gunn, like, as a fan, I like that Gunn does that. It gets you excited. Like, James Gunn is so active on social media.
Yeah.
But Stephen Amell said, I'm glad you have all these plans. Shut up and go execute them. But
what?
He's just mad.
Damn, bro.
He's just mad he wasn't invited to the party.
Yeah, that's some
like,
sour
grapes. Like, hey, James
Gunn,
I could play Green Arrow in the DCU. And he's like, I'm
hard
good, bro.
Hard pass.
I'm good.
It needs to be a fresh start.
Yeah, very strange. Very harsh reaction, too.
Right. It's like, yeah, they're making it.
It's
this
like
gets
out
you
of
excited
nowhere.
For it. Yeah. And he's like, oh, no one goes to an IMAX for a press conference. It's like, well, no one's doing that.
Yes.
By the way, he said that at like a fucking press conference thing.
That's
like
he
was. It was like
funny.
A Comic-Con type thing where he's talking to fans. It's like,
that's funny.
Well, you're a jackass. Like, here you are talking to fans. You're glad they showed up, right? Jackass. He's just pissy. All right, let's move on to
Spider-Man.
Let's move on to Spider-Man.
Nice.
So with X-Men 97 making a comeback, Spider-Man, the animated series showrunner John Semper Jr. said he'd like to continue the series, saying all they have to do is call me.
Holy crap.
Wow.
I'd watch it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I'd be interested in that too.
The last season went like they jumped 10 sharks in that last season. It was so bad. So maybe they could be like, yeah, that last season didn't count. And the show ended with like Mary Jane still stuck like in this... Like, just she was just like falling through portals or some shit.
Yeah.
And that just ended like that. But I don't know. I guess we'll see if it happens, maybe.
Has anyone seen the new X-Men? Like, the one they brought back?
It comes out in a couple weeks.
The trailers are great.
I thought it was out, sorry.
It comes out, I think, in March. It comes out soon, like very soon. But yeah. So far, just the trailer. Also, Will Forte commented on Warner Brothers shelving Coyote versus Acme, since he's in it. We've talked about this before, but he said, when I first heard that our movie was getting deleted, I hadn't seen it yet. So I was thinking what everyone else must have been thinking. This thing must be a hunk of junk. But then I saw it, and it's incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what Forte said?
Yeah. I mean, when this first came out, like, test audiences were raving about it and everything, and
yeah, we talked about this months ago about how people seem to love the screenings.
Yeah,
like I don't get that. Why test it if you're not going to listen to the test audience?
So when Warner Brothers and Discovery merged, they like Warner Brothers is in such tremendous debt
as a stock
that
owner.
They're
canceling
these. Josh, of course, he always picks the good ones.
Josh owns one share of these.
I own 75 shares. I'm terrified.
By never releasing this movie, they get a huge tax break from it.
It's not going to affect
me. They report it as a loss, and that's great. So yeah, unfortunately, we'll probably never see it. I hope someone leaks it. Someone needs to leak this fucking thing. But apparently it's just being deleted.
They haven't leaked Batgirl.
No, well, we don't need to leak Batgirl. That probably sucked.
But there were things that I wanted to see about it, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, there's, like, just release the deleted scenes that Michael Keaton is in. Michael Keaton filmed scenes for Aquaman 2 that we just talked about. And he was also going to be in the Batgirl movie. There are deleted scenes of Michael Keaton as Batman that we're never going to see.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah. Like, the only reason to watch the Flash movie is because Michael Keaton is in it as Batman.
Of course.
So, I did want to read the premise of the movie.
Yes.
I
thought it sounds awesome.
Yes. So, after every product made by Acme Corporation has backfired on Wile E. Coyote in his pursuit of the Roadrunner, a down-and-out billboard lawyer, human attorney, represents Wile E.
Will Forte,
in his lawsuit against Acme. A growing friendship between Wile E. Coyote and his lawyer motivates their determination to win the court case, and it pits them against the intimidating boss of Wiley's lawyer's former law firm who represents Acme, which would be John Cena. Right?
So Coyote is suing Acme.
Yes.
And by the way,
wait, what?
Coyote was always my favorite character in the Looney Tunes. Same. I always wanted him to catch Roadrunner. Roadrunner was annoying. Yeah. So I was always rooting for Coyote, and I feel this movie would finally give you some sort of like glorifying moment for Coyote.
Because all that shit was always blowing up in his face, and now he's suing them for it. That's amazing. So
it sounds awesome.
I mean, will
someone do the right thing and leak this movie on Pirate Bay?
Will Forte opposite John Cena? That just sounds like amazing casting.
Absolutely. Damn, it's what a
go
shame.
Go fuck yourself, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Also,
David Zaslav.
Bill Skarsgård, who played It, he's starring in a remake of The Crow, and they released a few photos, and he looks like Jared Leto's Joker.
Oh, God.
So that sucks. I mean, what is happening? That just looks
would
awful.
You shoot this movie after the travesty that occurred? I'd be like, I'm out.
It can't happen a second time. It
fucking happened recently with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, yeah, that's who's going to see that? That's another movie that's going to do nothing. Also, Liam Neeson is starring in Seth MacFarlane's Naked Gun reboot.
Yes.
No.
Or as Josh would say, Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. Yeah, no, that does not sound good. I don't know if I can take Liam Neeson as a jokester.
Right. I don't
know
about this.
But again, think about the Naked Gun. Think about Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen's always serious when, like, what he's saying is funny. But Leslie Nielsen's character is like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like straight face.
He's playing it like the straight.
Not really though. If you've watched those, like when something happens, he's still zoinks.
That's true. He does that.
So like, I we'll see Liam Neeson do that. Yeah. He's a great actor, right? So when you put great actors, serious actors in these comedy things, sometimes it's great.
Well, he's been in other Seth MacFarlane movies, he's been funny.
Right.
So I am curious, who would play the O.J. Simpson role?
There's no O.J. Simpson role, you idiot.
There's no O.J. Simpson
role. You can't recast him.
That's kind of funny.
You got to just bring back O.J. Simpson.
That's right. O.J. can play the O.J. Simpson role. That's right.
Hey, not
interesting. Cuba Gooding Jr.? I think he's canceled now, too.
Thinking Richard Sherman. He was just arrested for domestic violence.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
There you go, Josh. Good one. That was hilarious. All right, so Kevin Conroy, a.k.a. the voice of Batman, even though he died in November of 2022, he has one final project as the Dark Knight, along with Mark Hamill. It's going to be Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 3.
Is this a movie or a video game?
It's a movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an animated movie. Come on, you can hit a button for that. Kevin Conroy's coming back.
All right, this is Josh.
Okay, yeah, maybe a little bit. No, come on. Kevin Conroy's one of my favorite Batmans.
What button do you want me to push, Josh?
Like bust a nut. Yeah, that's fine.
That was busting nuts.
I said I appreciate it. It was fine. It was good. It was fine.
Yeah, I knew that would make Josh happy.
Plus Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, absolutely. Anyone have anything else? All I have left are the RIPs, but...
Yeah, I've got
save
a few
that
things.
For the end.
So apparently Thomas Hayden Church thinks Sam Raimi and Toby are going to make Spider-Man 4.
He just thinks that?
Whether that happens or not, we'll see. But a lot of people have been throwing rumors around about this.
Yeah, but if they do, can he stay out of it? Can he not be in it?
Did we ever figure out why his voice and likeness was in the movie, but never him?
Him and the actor that played the lizard, they weren't available for filming.
But he did the voiceover work, right? Yeah, or did they use some kind of like...
No, they did the voiceovers.
They just couldn't film it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's why, when I first saw No Way Home, right? That was the last one. It's called No Way Home.
Yes.
No, not Nowhere Home. No Way
Home. Far From Home.
Yeah, No Way Home. Like, when they cure them and he, you know, he's not Sandman anymore and he's not the lizard anymore. It's just their human form. I was like, holy shit, because I recognized the shots. They used old footage, and I said it at the time we did the podcast. Yeah. Like, they used old footage from the past films, and then like some months later, we found out that like someone on the film confirmed it. They were like, "Yeah, we just used old shots from the last films." It's like, yeah, so they weren't there at all.
Yeah.
Did they get paid for that? I guess they would get paid for the image and likeness.
They
right?
They did voice work too. Yeah.
Voice work too.
Yeah. So what else?
Florence Pugh has confirmed Thunderbolts is now filming.
Okay.
I thought it already was. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it had too, but it's been confirmed now.
That got delayed. Was supposed to come out this year.
Yes, right. a lot of pushes. This is maybe not a movie that a lot of people care about, but the concept behind it is a little spooky. So someone noted 28 Days Later, the old zombie horror movie.
Yeah.
They said it's not available on any streaming or on-demand platform, and the Blu-ray is currently out of print. Now, that's not a big deal just because of this movie, but you've got to imagine this is an issue that's going to get worse. Mm. Like, there's going to be movies out there that just disappear. Like, they're not going to be on any streaming platform. That's a spooky idea. Like, movies just disappearing like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And the last thing I had, I just felt I needed to bring this up. So this Dune movie that came out, none of us care about this, right?
Are you not really. Spoil something?
I mean, I saw.
No, I'm not.
I saw the first one and I was bored. People have been saying the second one's way better.
Way better, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's where I've been going with this. I didn't really care about it, but it's got a 95% audience score. It apparently doubled its domestic box office from the first one, I think.
Yeah.
Do we need to watch this movie?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like.
I don't know.
I wasn't going to, but. Have you guys heard anything?
Yeah, I've heard that it's really good. Some of our fans have reached out and they're like, I know you hated the first one, but the second one's awesome.
My youngest is going to watch the first one and decide if we're going to go watch Dune 2 together. But
it seems like it's very different. Like, if he's going to watch the first one and probably not like it. It seems like the people that liked the first Dune one were the Dune fans. Right. I have a few friends that are Dune fans that love the movie.
Yeah.
So,
if you hated it, why would you go back? And if you loved it, you're going to think this one's great.
Yeah,
I get it.
Maybe it has a lot more action. I don't know.
Right.
But anything else?
Nope.
Last thing I have is comedian Richard Lewis passed away at the age of 76.
So there was like a bet that like what happens at the end of the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And one of them was they were going to have Richard Lewis die. Then he dies in real life.
Oh,
that's so crazy.
Yeah. So
I wonder if they're just doing it for marketing. For the show.
I think the first time I saw him was in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, sure.
Where he played like the king, right?
Yeah. King Richard.
I get another shot.
Yeah.
That's in the script.
I love that movie. That movie's so much fun.
It is really good. All right, I guess we could go on to the Avengers. Yes. 2012. Same year as Dark Knight Rises.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That's quite the summer for superhero movies.
God, bust so many things.
I'm pretty sure it's 2012.
Might have been the last biggest summer. I can't remember two great, huge movies back to back like that.
Right. So the opening scene shows Loki getting the scepter from that Thanos disciple, which we never see him like, I think in the second one, but. We never really see what happens to this guy, right?
Not really. I don't think
he's just kind of like a generic.
Doesn't he die?
Does he?
Doesn't the Guardians' first villain kill him?
Oh, Oh, maybe.
Does Ronan kill him when they're kind of exchanging words?
Yeah, because he's with Thanos. Yeah,
right. So then S.H.I.E.L.D. HQ is under a panic because the Tesseract's going crazy. Nick Fury and Maria Hill show up, and Agent Phil fills them in on what's happening. And when I was watching this, like, I thought this was the first time we meet Hawkeye, but apparently I read that he had a brief cameo in the first Thor movie.
Yes.
Which I don't even remember because I saw that movie once and, again, didn't like it. So
yeah, he was just kind of at the site when his hammer kind of landed, and S.H.I.E.L.D. was kind of watching the hammer.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that makes sense now. But yeah, Loki gets to Earth using the Tesseract, I guess by using the scepter. They don't really explain that, huh?
He's magic.
Space stone, right? Isn't it the space stone?
Yeah.
They had that portal they were monitoring.
Yeah.
Sure.
The space stone could open up, you know, different portals in space,
maybe. How did
you
find it?
Unclear. Unclear.
Maybe the scepter, somehow the scepter. Because the scepter is also one of the stones.
Yes.
Is it the power stone? I don't remember. No, because it's not red. The power stone.
Were they both the same?
I forget. It's hard to keep these stones up. Yeah. No, they're not the same. No.
I'm going to need you to get all the way off my back about this.
Yeah, exactly. It is one of the stones, though.
Wasn't that the one that went in Vision's forehead?
It did.
The one
that,
from the scepter?
Yes, but that scepter is also a stone as well.
Right.
Because in Endgame, that's one of the stones they retrieve is from the scepter.
Yeah, but I thought the scepter was just the scepter, and then he ended up putting the Tesseract in the scepter.
When?
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, in Endgame, they get the scepter and they get the Tesseract. There's two different things. Yeah.
Okay.
So Loki kills all the non-important men in the room, and he uses the scepter to mind control Hawkeye.
He takes him down so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
Mind controls Hawkeye, the Doctor, and then some random agent that I don't think we ever see again. But Fury tries to take the Tesseract with him, but Hawkeye shoots him. Thankfully, Fury had a bulletproof vest on, though.
Yeah, of course.
And then Loki hops in a car with Hawkeye and the Doctor, and they're driving away. Hill chases after them as Fury gets in a helicopter right as the building collapses from the Tesseract's power. Mm.
And we can't gloss over that line. An ant has no quarrel with a boot.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, it comes back later, yeah.
Yeah, it does. Hill gets crushed in the rubble, but she's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, she's... She's a superhero,
she's a
I guess.
She's a main character. Yeah. She'll be around.
Years later, she'll just die of one gunshot to the chest.
In a TV show.
In the worst show ever.
The worst show
ever. Bring her back. You bring everybody else back.
Yeah.
I like her.
Fury shoots at Loki, but Loki shoots the helicopter down. But Fury's fine. It's, you know, he's cool. He's
but
totally fine.
But that helicopter pilot decapitated.
Well, you didn't see that.
Off screen,
you think?
In Josh's mind.
So yeah, Loki gets away with the Tesseract. Meanwhile, Black Widow's being tortured by some Russians who have a foot fetish.
Of course.
So that's, you know, that's cool.
That's nice.
Appreciate that.
That's interesting.
Is this, yeah.
I think the director of this movie has a foot fetish.
Something like that.
Multiple shots. Anyways.
It was weird that the Russian general just randomly broke into English from time to time.
Sure.
You know.
We're you gotta know your enemy's language, right?
Yeah. But she's Russian. It's so strange.
Is she?
So the Russian general gets a phone call from Agent Phil, who says, we have an F-15 8 miles out. Put the woman on the phone or we'll blow up the block before you can make the lobby.
Great line.
Just whipped his dick out and slapped him with it over the phone.
Yeah.
And Natasha's like, I'm working right now. This guy's giving me everything.
It's awesome.
I not give her everything. And she gives him a look.
That looks amazing.
Uh-huh. And Phil tells Natasha that Barton's been compromised, so she says, I'll be right in, and she kicks some Russian ass.
Yeah.
And then he tells her to go get the big guy.
She said, Iron Man. He's like, no, the big guy.
Yeah. So then somewhere in South America, a little girl finds Bruce Banner, and she asks him to help his sick father. She offers money. He's like, you better have more money when we get there. No, he doesn't say that. Bruce Banner's nice.
No, he's nice.
Everyone in South America has COVID. This is like 8 years early.
Right.
COVID. Oh, everyone's got COVID.
It did look like that, right? Yeah. Wow.
Sure. Wow.
And of course it's a trap and Natasha's waiting for him. And Bruce says, I assume this place is surrounded. But she says, no, it's just you and me. She tells Bruce about the Tesseract. And he says, what does Fury want me to do? Swallow it?
That's
just a great line.
Yeah.
Again, this was like, you know, before Mark Ruffalo was like dumb Bruce.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like in Infinity War, I can't do it.
Like the what? Beatles?
Yeah.
The Beatles? I like he always talk about that line.
He was still like, you know, somewhat of a serious character in this movie.
Yeah.
And Natasha says, oh, it produces gamma radiation and, you know, gamma radiation, that's your thing. So then Bruce yells at Natasha and she pulls a gun on him and he's like, I'm sorry, that was mean. I just wanted to see what you do. And
she looks terrified.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's like, stand down. And there's like a group of 20 agents with guns that won't work on Hulk.
Right.
Well,
but all die instantly.
About looking terrified, back to Andrew's point, this was like one of the few times where people feared the Hulk.
Yeah.
Before he became a, you know, a goof.
A firefighter.
Let's take selfies with the Hulk.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Seriously.
No, but this scene was pretty funny. Like, it all started out with the little girl, and she, like, rolled through the window, and he's like, I should have got paid first, Banner.
Yeah.
And right. Then he was talking with Natasha. He's like, I started him out that young, huh? She's like, yeah, I started out that young, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
So then we see Fury talking with the council on those TV screens. I'm glad this... this was like only this movie, you know?
Oh, yeah. Awful.
Because this was so dumb.
Terrible.
You've got Senator Rourke from Sin City there.
Yeah.
That actor.
What's his name?
yeah, I don't know. I just call him Senator Rourke.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, fuck you. And they're like, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Not much. I think he
just powers Booth. Yeah, he died. Oh, yeah. He died a few years ago.
That's right, yeah. So then we see Captain America punching the hell out of a punching bag before knocking it off and... he's got like 10 other ones, 10 spare ones.
He's very strong.
And they replay like what happens at the end of the first Captain America movie, which I didn't really like the first Captain America movie. Like, but the ending was great. Had a great ending.
Yeah, but you know? You got to love how he became Captain America, how they chose him, all I the
liked
trials.
I liked it up until the point where he became Captain America.
Well, then they made it, that it was so dumb. Like you've got like, you made a superhero. Let's just go throw him on tour as like a music act.
And it was
like,
a World War II montage.
Yeah.
And he's just, yeah, I didn't like most of the movie. But the ending was so cool where he wakes up and he's just, the last line of the movie, I had a date, cut to black.
Oh,
yeah. You know, so this picks off right from there. And Fury gives Rogers a new mission, shows him the Tesseract, and Fury says, yeah, Stark fished that out of the ocean when he was looking for you. And then Rogers tells Fury, you should have left it in the ocean.
Right.
And he's right.
Yeah.
So then we see Iron Man for the first time in the movie, and he's underwater assembling something that makes Stark Tower powered by clean energy. Because he's such a great guy.
Great, great guy.
Did you say Woo Energy?
Woo Energy. No, oh. No, not Woo Energy.
Sorry,
no.
Okay.
And this also makes you miss when, like, Tony actually had a suit... like a physical suit that wasn't all CGI. Obviously, them taking it off him in this scene was CGI, but I like the scene is so cool of his armor coming off as he's walking into the end of the tower, you know?
Yeah.
Then Tony and Pepper start to celebrate, but Agent Phil shows up, you know, security breach! And Tony gets informed on everything, and Pepper whispers in Tony's ear that she'll go ass to mouth when he's done. She's like, don't worry. And he's like, all right, if you're going to go ass to mouth, I guess I'll do this.
Another barefoot.
I guess I'll save the world. Yeah, she's barefoot.
Yep.
There's a great little line when he first, when Coulson first tries calling Stoney, Tony, and he opens up his phone and it's like, this is the life model decoy of Tony Stark. Because that's a big thing in the comics, these life model decoys.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So apparently there's no foot fetish in this part. It's only because she's Robert Downey Jr.'s height. So she had to be barefoot, and he wore like 4-inch platform shoes, so he looked taller than her.
No, there's so many shots of them filming these movies where you see Robert Downey Jr. walking around the set with like these 6-inch platform shoes.
Yeah, and she's always barefoot because she's kind of tall.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yep.
I was wondering why Joe was tracking that. Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
he's got a foot fetish counter.
There's the reveal, Josh.
And that's the only reason why she was barefoot. That no other reason at all. No.
Why would
Later, Phil was with Rogers, and he tells him how much of a fan he is. He tells him about his Captain America collector card set that he has.
He's coming on a little bit stronger. Just a little bit strong.
Yeah. And then Phil references Stephen Hawking, but Rogers doesn't know who that is. And he's like, oh, he was this smart guy. He was on Epstein's Island. You know, that guy.
Jesus.
Meanwhile, Loki now has a ton of scientists working for him.
Of course.
We didn't need that scene of Loki just like, you know, knocking on a bunch of doors and just prodding a bunch of scientists, come with me. But he's got like 40 scientists working for him. But then he's summoned by that Thanos disciple who threatens him, you know, don't fail your mission, blah, blah, blah. And then Rogers meets Natasha and Bruce on S.H.I.E.L.D.'s battleship. That's also a plane that can also turn invisible.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier. For the first time we see this.
Quite the helicarrier.
Great, great piece of machinery.
And then Phil asks Rogers to sign his Captain America cards, you know, all that stuff. Meanwhile, S.H.I.E.L.D. finds Loki's location. Loki goes to some rich person party in Germany and jams a device in a man's eye to gain access to a vault that has iridium or something, that which is needed to stabilize the Tesseract. But this is my favorite Loki scene because I just love how brutal it is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, especially for like a family-friendly kid movie, right. But he just jams this thing in this guy's eye, and rips, I like how out. He's smiling as everyone's screaming and running away.
He comes in there all swanky, and then he just goes like ham on everybody. It was really cool, pretty cool.
Yeah. Then outside, Loki uses his magic to duplicate himself and forces the people to kneel before him, but one old man refuses to kneel, so Loki fires at him, but Captain America jumps in and blocks the blast with his shield.
And this is the first time we've seen him in his modern uniform now, right?
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah, the whole thing.
And Loki and Rogers have a fist fight, but then Iron Man flies in with AC/DC playing.
Fucking cool. That's awesome. The boss way to come into the scene.
And he like takes over the Black PA. Widow's PA system. And
that's so awesome.
He knocks down Loki with a single blast, and Loki surrenders.
Good move, Reindeer Games.
Yeah. So they get on the jet, but Tony and Steve are suspect on how easily Loki gave up. Then all of a sudden, there's a ton of lightning, and Loki knows what's about to happen. Thor lands on top of the jet. Iron Man opens the back to see what's up, but Thor knocks him down, grabs Loki, and flies out. And Roger's like, we need a plan of attack. And Tony says, I have a plan. Attack.
And this was still the last time where like Iron Man still sounded like a robot.
Yeah.
Like, he still had the, I have a plan, attack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, later in other movies, it's just Tony. Because they're like, well, Robert Downey Jr.'s voice is so much cooler than any kind of robot.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess it's the nanotech, that's what helps.
Yes.
It's
not, yeah. Yes, his voice.
So Loki asked Thor, how much dark energy did they have to use to send you here? And that was their explanation for the end of Thor 1. Because in the end of Thor 1, oh, the Rainbow Bridge... Well, you're never gonna get to fuck Natalie Portman again, Thor. Sorry, you can't leave anymore.
I forgot about that because I was like, why didn't Heimdall just like send him wherever he needed to go?
Right. Yeah, and then
right.
In this movie, they're like, because I remember like wondering, like, wait, how is Thor back on Earth? Like, it contradicts the end of the movie. So that was their like little throwaway line. Mm. And Thor begs Loki to stop this madness. But Iron Man flies in and tackles Thor. And Thor tells Tony, you don't know what you're dealing with. And Tony says, Shakespeare in the Park?
Right.
Does mother know that she weareth her drapes?
Or whatever. So great.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
There was this one little moment when Thor's talking to Loki and he's just trying to reason with him. And he's like, come home. And for just a second, you kind of see in Loki's face, like he's surprised that he said that. Like, really? Like maybe he wants to? Just for a second.
Right. That's true, yeah.
It's that kid that's like, oh, I want to, but I'm way over my head and I can't do it. Fuck.
I'm in too deep now.
In too deep, bro.
For sure. So Thor knocks Tony down with his hammer. They have a little fight. Thor uses the lightning to electrocute Iron Man, but it gives his suit extra power.
It's awesome.
Like, power out 400%. He's like, how about that?
How about that?
Blast Thor. Captain America finally catches up to them and tells them to stop fighting. Roger says, put the hammer down, but Tony's like, nope, bad move. He loves his hammer, and Thor hits Tony with the hammer and then tries to hit Rogers with it, but he blocks it with his shield.
Boom.
So they're all skeptical that Loki gave up so easily, right?
Yeah.
And all three of these dudes are fighting, and Loki's just like...
Well, his plan is to get, you know, stay captured, right?
Right, right, right. But, you know, afterwards, they're not like, he didn't try to leave.
Well, yeah, but what are they going to do? Let him leave?
Well, he could have, if he wanted to.
Right, but even if they were, like... even if they felt that way, they're still not going to let him go.
Sure, but I don't know if they're really keeping tabs on him. Looks like they were kind of indisposed.
A little bit.
It's just weird because the whole plot later is like, Loki's the only one that seems like he wants to be here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he totally wants to be there.
Right. So Loki's put in the prison cell on the helicarrier, but not before giving Bruce Banner a big smile. And Fury tells Loki if he tries to escape, he'll open the floor of his cell and fall to his death. And that's where Fury's like, you know, ant meet boot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The line from earlier. And Loki points out that, you know, this cell was not made for him. It was made for the Hulk, obviously. Yes. So the team meets up and Thor tells them, you know, like they're talking shit about Loki. And he's like, Thor's still my brother. And Natasha's like, he killed 84 people. He's adopted.
Right.
Which, like, Thor wasn't really a funny character yet.
No.
You know? Might be his only funny line in the movie, if I'm remembering.
Outside of him, like, in the original Thor, like, he'll drink something and smash the cup. You know, sure, kind of being funny, right. Because that's what he did.
So Tony walks in and tells Thor, you know, no hard feelings, Point Break. You got a mean swing. And I was like, I got that. Yeah. I understood that reference.
I get that reference.
For the past 10 years, that's Andrew's awesome. Been so confused.
Didn't get it, yeah.
So Tony plants a bug on one of Fury's computers. Tony's also very fascinated by Bruce's power and jabs him with something. He's like, you really got under control. What is it? Like, you know, like yoga or something? And Tony and Bruce tells Rogers that Fury's hiding something, and Tony reveals that Jarvis has been going through S.H.I.E.L.D.'s files. And I love Tony's line. He goes, an intelligence organization that fears intelligence? Historically, not awesome.
Very true. Right.
And Rogers is being too much of a good little boy. Like, this is why I never really liked Captain America in these movies until Endgame. Well, I guess I liked him in Infinity War, but especially Endgame, where he finally grows some balls and says, let's go get this son of a bitch, you know?
But this is his character. You can't fault him from being the good guy, the best of us.
Well, it's just not my...
That's why he's able to lift the hammer, one of the greatest scenes in the cinematic universe. He's worthy.
He's just too much of a good old boy, that's all.
Well, you're a good old boy.
No, I'd be more like Tony.
You're a good guy. Don't kid yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, he wasn't just buying it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, after he heard that from Tony... He kind of hesitated, and he did end up looking into it.
Yeah, breaks into a secret room.
Yeah, it's illegal. I mean,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Now,
illegal? I mean, everything they're doing is illegal.
Now, they kind of just washed over the shot really quickly, but the gun that he picked up, I'm pretty sure had a Hydra logo.
Oh, looking back on it?
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Wow.
That's what made him pissed, was the Hydra.
Right.
So Natasha asks Loki for information on Hawkeye, and she tells him how she met Barton. And Loki points out Natasha's dark past and tells her that she's going to make, you know, like, Loki has this really vicious moment where he tells her that he's going to have, you know, Barton kill her and then, like, wake him up out of it, realize what he's done, and then kill him. And she starts to cry. She says, you're a monster. And he goes, oh, no, you brought the monster. And then she reveals she was faking, and she's like, so Banner, that's your play. Thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah,
and
just, it's great.
Like, makes him feel like an idiot.
Great spy.
It's amazing, you know, how she's able to get that information. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So then this is where Rogers brings a weapon back to the team, and Rogers, Bruce, and Tony confront Fury over Phase 2, which is not Phase 2 of the MCU.
Well.
It's Phase 2 of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s plans
right.
to use the Tesseract to make weapons of mass destruction. And Fury says it's, you know, we're doing this because we have to fight the rest of the universe. Like, you know, ever since Thor and Loki showed up, we're in fucking trouble. So everyone starts arguing, and Rogers tells Tony, you're not the guy to make the sacrifice play, to lay down the wire and let the other guy crawl over you. And Tony says, I think I would just cut the wire.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Such a great line. And then Tony tells Steve, you're a lab experiment. Everything special about you came out of a bottle.
Ooh.
Bam. Ooh. That's a mic drop right there.
That's right. So Rogers tells Tony to put on the suit so they can go a few rounds. And then Fury tells Banner, you know, he's like, oh, Natasha, help Banner to his room. And he's like, oh, no, you're renting my room right now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then Banner tells them that, you know, he put a bullet in his mouth. But the other guy spit it out. He's like, I got low. I know why you have that room for me. You want to try to kill me if you have to, but you can't. And because that was actually a deleted scene in
the
Incredible Hulk,
yeah,
with Ed Norton. Like in the beginning, he was like Hulk's point of view, or Banner's point of view. He shot himself in his own mouth, and then he turned into the Hulk.
And he spits it out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they also then noticed that Banner unknowingly picked up the scepter.
Yeah,
he's starting to lose it here.
Of course, there's another great line in this scene where he's like, "Take off the suit. What are you?" And he's like, "Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist."
Yeah,
and exactly. Black Widow's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not wrong.
But they're also like, they never really say it, but they made it seem like this, like Loki was using the scepter to like fuck with Bruce a little bit. Because they would show like Banner get irritated, and then they would show a close up of the scepter as if like, you know, because obviously the scepter mind controls people. So it seemed like it was getting to Bruce or then something.
That weird maybe. Upside down shot.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So.
That was weird. Because he has used the scepter to mind control people, but he had to touch them.
Right.
So, yeah.
So then Loki's men find his location. I guess they have a tracker on his scepter. They show that they found the scepter, and then they attack the helicarrier. Natasha gets trapped in a room with Bruce as he's starting to turn. And then Natasha tells Bruce, like, you know, this is what Loki wants. I swear on my life I'll get you out of this. But Bruce yells, "Your life!" Yeah. And he turns into the Hulk.
Oh, boy.
And we had this really cool shot of Hulk chasing Natasha and destroying everything in his path.
Yeah.
And then he just knocks her to the side. And then Hulk's about to like pimp slap her or kill her with one final blow.
Right.
But Thor tackles him into another room. Hulk starts beating up Thor, but Thor calls for the hammer and it comes right in time to uppercut Hulk in a really cool slow-mo shot.
Boom.
And then Thor throws the hammer at Hulk. And Hulk tries to pick it up, but no dice. Yeah. And he's very confused
by this. He's pushing like into the floor because of how, you know, he can't grab it.
Then one of the F-15s starts shooting at Hulk. So Hulk jumps on it. And there's just a cool shot of the pilot like shitting himself as Hulk is jumping at him. And the pilot ejects, but Hulk catches him and then throws him away. But the pilot manages to
parachute out of there. That was so amazing just to see the Hulk catch him. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you were not expecting that.
No.
No.
He catches it, throws it.
Yeah.
But he still lives.
And Hulk is on his way to crash back onto land.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Barton and more of Loki's men attack Fury and Hill. Natasha ends up having a fist fight with Barton and knocks him out, which gets rid of Loki's mind control. Mm. That's all you got to do. Just got to hit him hard in the head.
Concussion
will do it.
Right.
Not the first time she's beaten Barton in a fight.
No.
She's always better than him.
Always.
Yeah, of course.
Then Loki escapes from the cell and traps Thor inside with his, duplicate trick. He's like, how many times are you going to fall for that?
Yeah.
And then Agent Phil threatens Loki with a gun, but the real Loki was behind him, and he stabs Phil in the back with the scepter.
Damn.
And then Loki tells stories, you know, Fury thinks, you know, we're gods that can't be killed. Let's test that. And he drops Thor out of his ship and he starts to fall. But Thor manages to fly out of the cell right before it hits land. But then he still like crashes onto land. So whatever. Then Phil tells Loki that he's going to lose because it's in his nature, which we just watched season 2 of Loki where they just is what all
your
Lokis
destiny.
Do.
Your destiny is
to lose.
That's right. Wow. So that was the Genesis.
Callback to the first Avengers film.
Wow.
So then Phil shoots Loki with the gun and he's like, oh, so that's what it does. Because earlier he was like, even I don't know what this thing does.
Yeah.
So that was a good, you know, line by Phil.
Yeah.
Then Tony puts on the suit and he and Rogers fix the part of the ship that's damaged. Iron Man pushed a rotor by himself, and then, like, after that, he just, like, spears a random bad guy, and he's out.
Yeah, sure.
Like, we were watching, and I just went, spear! Gore! It's great. Fury checks on Phil, but he dies. He's like, you know, this would have never worked if...
Temporary. If you watch other shows.
Not canon.
It is canon.
It's not canon.
Whedon said it was canon. Then he said it wasn't. Then he said he wasn't sure.
Feige, even when the show came out, Feige was like pissed they brought him back. He's like, that show's not canon.
I
was in another Marvel movie.
By the way, no offense, but like this guy wasn't that great to have to put him in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean?
No,
you didn't have to bring him back.
I liked him.
He's great, but I mean, to like fuck with the storyline, like
right,
you didn't
to fuck
to
with the storyline, it was terrible. Yeah. I just remember watching in the theater. I was like, oh, shit. Agent Coulson, he was like one
Remind
of my faves.
Me again how they brought him back. He was a clone.
No, like they didn't
clone.
Really, they said that like
But
they,
I'm not me.
They used an experiment to like keep him alive and
some kind of alien technology they yeah. used to bring him back.
Clones.
No, I don't know. No, you know what it is? You know what it is? He's a Skrull.
He's a Skrull. Fuck. You know. Agent Phil from from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the show was a Skrull all along. The
show ruined everything.
God damn it.
What was that fucking person that Skrulls. Did something? Fucking Skrull.
Fucking yeah.
That's
Skrulls.
The answer to everything.
I think Loki was a Skrull all along.
What a great last line to give him, though, is, as he's dying. You know, this was never going to work unless they have something to...
Bleh. Bleh.
Yeah.
This was never going to work unless they had something to... They just vomits up blood and dies.
Was that a quote, Aaron? Bleh.
Yes.
Bleh. Bleh. So Fury tells Tony and Steve that the Captain America cards were in Phil's jacket, and he throws the bloody cards on the table. He mentioned that Phil believed in the Avengers initiative. And then later, Hill tells Fury those cards were in Phil's locker, not his jacket. But Fury says they needed the push.
So Fury grabbed the cards.
Yes.
Dipped them in Coulson's blood yes. out of his dead
or
body.
Or ketchup.
Yes.
And then threw them on the table.
You know, Fury was eating a burger and he had some ketchup lying around.
That's a better description.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, I love way back at the when all of this starts, when the fight starts. So they're getting into, you know, put on the suit. Like yeah. they're going to fight. And then shit goes wrong and he's like, put on the suit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. So then Bruce wakes up naked after crashing through an empty building, and an old security guard found Bruce and tossed him some pants. And he also Bruce is like, oh, lucky, I guess. And then the security guard mentions something like, oh, he had good aim. Like, hinting as if, like, Bruce was controlling Hulk. Like, because he said you were awake when you fell. So just, like, this little hint that Bruce maybe can control the Hulk.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because by the end of Incredible Hulk, Ed Norton can control him.
Yeah, he smiled and opened his eyes.
And then in the beginning of this movie, he's like, I can't control him. And it's like, but you can. We just saw it.
No, but I think it was, he said he could control it at kind of the beginning, right? But then it's like sometimes
yeah,
he loses the control.
That's right.
Sure.
When you piss
sometimes
him off enough.
Sometimes the Hulk controls him.
So Tony realizes that Loki wants a stage for his takeover because he's a diva and all that. And the next shot we see is the Doctor on top of Stark Tower with the Tesseract. So everyone suits up. Steve, Natasha, and Barton take a jet. Stark flies back to Stark Tower where Loki is waiting for him. Tony tries to destroy the Tesseract, but it's too strong. And then Tony takes the suit off and asks Loki if he wants a drink before threatening him with the Avengers. And another iconic line where Loki says, I have an army. We have a Hulk.
Yeah.
Which, that was, the main line in the trailer.
Right.
Love that.
You know, that's kind of funny thinking back at it right now. They do have a Hulk, but at that point they did not. Because he was in some other part of the country.
Tony
says that.
Tony was hoping.
Had the monster wandered away, and he goes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're going to lose.
Even if you win, we're going to kill you.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, if we can't protect the Earth, we'll avenge it.
Yeah.
Then Loki says, how will your friends have time for me when they'll be so busy fighting you?
Ding, ding.
And Loki puts the scepter on Tony's chest, but his arc reactor blocks it. And Loki's like, this usually works. And Tony's like, well, performance issues, you know, it's not a common. 1 out of 5.
That's so good.
Then Loki throws Tony out of the window to fall to his death, but he had this plan all along. He put that thing on his wrist, and another Iron Man suit attaches to himself right before he hits the ground.
Yeah, then he fires his blasters and annihilates all those people right underneath him.
Incinerated.
I mean, come on. Like, oh, yay, he's okay.
He figured it out. You know, Tony Stark.
Of course.
Come on now.
He learns.
I like how earlier when he's talking to Jarvis, and Jarvis is like, Mach 4 is not ready. And he's like, then take off the spinning rims, you know, like we're fine. Yeah. So turns out it was ready, I guess.
Yeah.
Then the Tesseract opens the portal and Loki's army arrives for the attack on New York. And Thor and Loki fight, and Loki shoots down the plane that Rogers, Natasha, and Barton were in, but they're fine. And, you know, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Superheroes.
Anytime a helicopter or plane gets shot down, everyone's fine.
Yeah.
But, at this point, they're showing just, the whole city is in chaos. And we're watching the movie, right. And I was like, imagine, like, you live in New York. Like, first 9/11, then, like, 11 years later, this. Like, it's time to fucking move
I'm
already.
I'm out of here.
Right.
Yeah. It's time to get out of here. And then Aaron was like, yeah, but, I mean, black and white cookies, right?
Mr. Softy. Like, yeah,
Joe's Pizza.
9/11 Joe's and this pizza. Alien attack, but, I mean, where am I going to get a chicken palm sandwich?
A good slice at any corner.
Nathan's, I can't find the cannoli anywhere.
Nathan's, is that good?
Nathan's was that good.
No, as someone born and raised in New York, I can honestly say with the prices that are in New York and the how crowded it is, I don't understand why more people don't leave there. There's wonderful places like Texas where everything's cheaper and the weather's better.
Yeah. So Thor tells Loki, you know, we can stop this together. And again, another moment where Loki's like, I don't know, maybe. But then he stabs Thor and jumps onto an alien's glider.
Ouch.
Everyone has, all the aliens have Green Goblin gliders in this movie, by the
way. So cool.
By the way, there's a fan theory going around in this moment when they're, when Thor and Loki are going back to each other and Thor's like, look at all this.
Yeah.
Like, look at what you've caused. And Loki kind of has his little moment like, it's too late. It's too late.
Yeah.
There's a fan theory that when Loki is time slipping in season two, that's Loki time slipping back into himself for just a few seconds.
Wow. That's cool. I mean, I like it. I mean, why not?
Sure.
Right. Doesn't matter either. Doesn't matter either way.
Sure.
Let's go for that.
I'm sure that they planned that when they made the first Avengers film.
Totally.
I'm sure they knew that 12 years later they'd be making season two of Loki.
Episode 7 of this series, right.
Love to give Kevin Feige the credit for that, but yeah, I don't know. But that's that's a cool fan.
Very cool fan theory.
Yeah, for sure. Then Black Widow and Hawkeye shoot the aliens with two pistols and a bow and arrow, but it works.
Yeah.
It somehow works.
Sure.
The aliens get defeated by arrows.
Yeah.
It's
hilarious. Well, some of them are exploding, tracking.
He just shoots one of them in the head and the alien's like, fuck.
It's like it's like that Tom Cruise movie who was at War of the World and all the aliens were defeated by water.
Right. I like Natasha, but there's one shot they use a few times where she's just going pop 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 pop, and it's like, what is that really doing?
You did confuse Signs with War of the Worlds, and Signs they're water. War of the Worlds is basically bacteria.
War of the Worlds bacteria. Was they sneezed on them, and then they died.
They got sick.
They got COVID,
like in 94.
They got COVID.
Independence Day.
Yeah,
give them a virus.
Yeah,
a cold.
Independence Day was much cooler.
Well, yeah, and
War of the Worlds just ends with the narrator, and then the aliens died of a cold. It's like, yeah, I get it that was the radio broadcast back in 1923, but you can't do that now.
Right.
It was such a shitty ending. Yeah. God. That's why no one fucking cares about that movie anymore. You're on this huge journey just for the aliens to cough and fall over. No.
What is a snot coming from my nose? Oh, no.
They die of dysentery. They're just shitting everywhere.
Just like humans. Just like the first settlers.
Humans are diseased, puny humans.
Yeah.
Get away.
They don't get sick where they're from?
No. There's also a funny scene where Josh has been dying for like a month now. There's a funny scene where Josh is... Josh...
God damn it.
What was I doing in this scene?
I hate you so much. There's a funny scene where Rogers is giving orders to a couple of NYPD officers, and one guy is like overacting so much. He's just looking around like, oh, what? And he just goes, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
To order us around. And then Rogers kills some aliens, and then they're like, all right.
Sure. All right, go. You go to the 33rd, and you go to the 24th.
Yeah. Finally, Bruce Banner drives up on a motorcycle, and Iron Man brings one of those giant flying aliens to them, and Rogers tells Banner, now might be a good time to get angry, and Banner says, that's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry. And he fucking turns into the Hulk.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came!
Turns into the Hulk. And knocks out that alien with one punch.
Boom.
You know, so looking back at it, a lot of good one-liners in this movie.
Of course.
A lot of good one-liners.
Yeah.
Hell of a pop.
Hell of a pop. It was amazing. Then we have the classic shot of the Avengers standing in a circle with the camera just panning around them. Epic shit. It was so great that they show us that shot again in Avengers Endgame when they go back in time.
Yeah, it's great. Mm.
And then Rogers gives orders to everyone. He's like, you know, Tony, you do this. Natasha, this. All right, Barton, this. And then he looks at Hulk. He goes, and Hulk...
smash.
And this was such a cool scene because for the first time, Cap gives orders and Tony listens. He's like, yep, you got it, Cap.
Well, right. He says, call it, Captain, right?
Yeah.
They're all kind of waiting.
Yep.
But Hulk immediately starts kicking ass. And as great as the final battle in Endgame is, Hulk does nothing.
I know.
Hulk does nothing.
They never even show him, really.
No.
No.
He's like, I got a broken arm. Can't do anything.
He's too smart. He's like, well, I don't want to kill anyone.
He barely did anything in Infinity War, too. Because he was in the Hulkbuster suit.
He was never Hulk. He got his ass kicked by Thanos.
And then he wasn't Hulk. The rest of it. Yeah.
The only thing he did in Endgame, really, was he was the only one that was able to bring everyone back. So there is that.
Yeah, I know. Look, we never got our Hulk-Thanos rematch in Endgame. And I always thought the reason for that was World Beater Hulk is going to be the one who defeats whatever villain.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be the one to finally land, like, the biggest blow. They have to save it, because if he just beat up Thanos, then he's always the hero. I don't know. The stuff that they're saying about the Hulk, they're so wishy-washy the Hulk.
The Hulk is so awesome in this movie. His full potential was realized in this movie.
This is why he was
never again.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
It was so awesome. Immediately just starts killing aliens. Thor shoots lightning at the portal and take out some incoming aliens. Another one of those giant aliens was about to fly through a building of civilians, but then Hulk ran past the civilians in the building, jumps out and jumps on the alien. Amazing. That was awesome. Then Rogers boosts up Natasha and she lands on one of the alien Green Goblin gliders. And then there's another really cool shot where it looks like it's all one shot, you know, where we see Natasha on the glider, to Tony flying by her, then flying to help Cap, and then back up to Barton shooting arrows, and then Hulk and Thor beating up aliens on top of the giant alien.
Yeah.
Really cool shot there. And then Hulk and Thor crash into a building, and they stand together for a couple seconds, and then Hulk never forgets, just punches Thor out of frame.
In the middle of a fucking fight.
Still hate you.
Yeah.
Then Hawkeye shoots an arrow at Loki, but Loki catches it, looks at Barton from like a mile away and smiles at him, but then the arrow explodes in his face. And then Hulk throws Loki back into Stark's room, and Loki's like, enough! I'm a god, you dull creature! I will not... Blah! And then Hulk grabs him and just... The epic shot of him just slamming him a bunch of times.
Holding his feet. Bam, bam.
Which he later did the same thing to Thor in Ragnarok.
That's what that feels like.
Yeah. And then Hulk walks away and says, puny god.
Yeah. He can talk.
That's right, he can. Then Iron Man flew through a giant alien's mouth to kill it from the inside. Another cool shot. Josh just came, I guess. That was a cool scene, I know.
That was disgusting.
Then Barton does a cool jump off. He's out of arrows. He does a cool jump off a building and, like, you know, goes like he, what the fuck is it called? It's like the grappling hook.
Yeah.
Shoots a grappling hook, falls into a building. And that's what Kate Bishop saw. And she became a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember the opening to Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You see that she
right.
saw all of that. She's like, Hawkeye, he's the coolest one. It's like, it's just because he was near you.
Right.
You didn't see all the other shit that was... You didn't see Hulk or Iron Man?
In her defense, she doesn't have superpowers, so it's either that or she's a spy.
I guess, yeah. Learn how to shoot some fucking arrows.
He'll locate the bishop.
So then the council tells Fury that they're sending a nuke to New York, but Fury shoots down the jet that was starting to take off, and he was like, all right, be careful. I mean, yeah, you're stopping New York from getting nuked, but you almost blew up.
Right.
But then another jet takes off and he gets away.
Not only that, so I guess they knew he was going to fuck up the first one.
Yes.
So let's send three or four. He can't stop them all.
Right. Fury tells Stark they have 3 minutes before the missile hits New York.
Apparently, when they at some point they say 2 minutes and 30 seconds before the missile goes off.
Uh-huh.
And 2 minutes and 30 seconds later in movie time, the missile goes off. Yeah,
that's always cool when they do that. Meanwhile, the main doctor snaps out of Loki's spell and he tells Natasha that the scepter will kill the portal. And Stark finds the nuke and he's like, I know just where to send it. And Rogers tells Tony that's a one-way trip, but Tony doesn't care. Jarvis tries to call Pepper so he could say goodbye, but she's not paying attention to her phone. She's just watching the news. And then Stark flies the nuke through the portal, throws it at the alien ship, and it explodes.
Wow.
And all the aliens back on Earth instantly die.
So they were robots.
I guess.
Oh.
No?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're all neuro-linked to the ship somehow.
It's like Independence Day. You know, as soon as they killed the mothership, all the other aliens died.
I know, but these were like creatures. They weren't robots, but they acted they were robots.
They still had to defeat those aliens.
Or they lost their shields, is that what it was?
They lost their shields. Yeah.
Shields.
Yeah.
Shields.
Ah. So, yeah. Natasha closes the portal right as Tony falls through the hole, but his suit has no power. So he's falling to his death, and we see, like, Thor, like, starting to wind his hammer like he's going to go save him. But then we see that Hulk catches him.
Again, saves the day.
Saves the day, and I'm still pissed to this day that they spoiled this part in the Super Bowl trailer.
Right. Right.
Everyone was going to see this movie anyway.
Yes.
Not one person saw Hulk catch Tony Stark on that trailer and said, I better go see it. Because when you're watching theaters, Tony's falling, and you're like, how are they going to save him? You're like, oh, this is where Hulk catches him. Yep, that's where Hulk catches him.
Yeah.
But, like, it's such a cool moment.
Right.
And it sucks that they fucking spoiled it in the trailer. The biggest moment. They spoiled it in the trailer.
Yeah.
There's 2 minutes left in this movie.
Right.
So, yeah, Tony still won't wake up, but then Hulk just screams at him, and then Tony's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And they're like,
so cool.
You know, Roger's like, we won. He's like, oh, great. Yeah, I think we should just call, you know, call in tomorrow, maybe.
Let's go get some shawarma.
Let's go try some shawarma. Hopefully that place still exists.
I've never had it. Exactly. Sounds interesting.
It's not burned to the ground.
Yeah. So then Loki wakes up from his Hulk beating, but the Avengers were there waiting for him. And he's like, if it's all the same to you, I'll have that drink now. And then 30 minutes later, Loki goes to star in his own TV series.
Right.
And he becomes a good guy. Because he watched movies about himself in the future.
Yes.
In that third person. Yes. Someone was filming. I don't know.
Yes.
The TVA, I guess, films everything.
Of course.
They've got cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
Crazy. Fucking Kang. Who? Ah, don't worry. Nah.
Deadpool. Yeah.
He who shall not be named.
That's all they've ever called him.
Smart.
Yeah. I was just thinking, the first person Deadpool kills, Kang.
Probably not.
No, no, he won't think so.
I don't think Jonathan Majors is going to be in the movie.
Maybe from behind.
Maybe from behind.
Yeah.
That would be funny from behind.
There you go.
It'll be over soon.
I love the pitch meeting to, it's either season one or season two of Loki where the fucking guy's like, wow, that, I mean, this Loki's come a long way from attacking New York 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah.
Yep.
Then we watch a bunch of news clips, including we get a little cameo from Stan Lee. There's also that blonde waitress who's like, Captain America saved my life. And, well, like, they show her so many times in the attack of New York.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, there was a deleted scene where Rogers, like, she was Steve's waitress. And then Stan Lee tells her, like, oh, you should fuck her. But, like, but we're, like, we're watching the movie. That's and it's like, but if she's not in these deleted scenes, why do they still have so many close-up shots of her?
Yeah,
if, like, ultimately she really didn't mean anything to the movie.
It didn't make sense.
That's weird. If you're going to delete that subplot, then just remove her.
Yeah. But you know who she is? She voiced Ellie in The Last of Us video games.
She did?
And then she played Ellie's mother in The Last of Us show. Yeah. So.
I always thought she was, like, a child actress, that she was in some stuff, because she always looked familiar.
She was.
What was she in? Do you remember what it was? She did a lot of voice work.
Oh, God, I can't remember, but I remember her having super curly hair when she was a kid.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't really see a lot of animation work, but yeah, I don't know. Okay.
So the council's pissed at Fury, but he shuts their screens off and walks away, and I don't think we ever see them again.
Oh, yeah, right? Growing pains. She was like that when they finally had another baby. She was
Yeah, that's it.
The last couple seasons. Right.
The council's not in... the second movie, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Either. I've only seen Age of Ultron once.
Is it
like
in the
once.
Second Captain America?
Is it? I don't think so.
Maybe?
I don't know. But the good thing is we don't really see these guys again.
No, I don't think Powers Booth had another Avengers movie after that. And he was the main dude.
Then Fury tells Hill, you know, like, he lets them all go. And she's like, how do you know they'll come back? And he says, because we'll need them to. And then the last shot shows Stark Tower, but most of the letters were knocked off from the fight except for one single A.
Boom.
Yeah. Great shot. Then we get the mid-credits scene where we see Thanos for the first time and his disciple guy's like, to challenge them is to court death. Which I admittedly did not know who Thanos was when I first saw this movie. You know, like, I wasn't the biggest comic book reader. But I learned later that, like, the reason why they put that line to challenge them is to court death. In the comics,
yes.
Thanos' motivation for everything he does was because he wanted to fuck death.
Yeah,
literally.
Lady Death. He wanted to fuck Lady Death
herself.
And yes. He was trying to impress her by all the people he was killing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were probably like, well, that's probably not going to translate in a movie.
Especially if they don't establish Death as a character.
Yeah, exactly.
Sexy as fuck or something. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she's just like edging him and she's like, I'll finish you if you kill half
if
the universe.
You snap everybody.
Give me half the souls in the universe. He'll never do it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck him? He'll never do it. How is he going to do that?
Oh, so many souls filling my holes.
All the Fair enough.
And then we have the post-credit scene, which just shows the Avengers eating shawarma. Yep. And that was great.
Yeah.
They didn't look like they were very interested in it.
Rogers didn't like it.
No.
So let's start with my fun fact. Yeah. So in that scene, you know, he's the only one not eating because he got a buzz cut and grew out a beard for a movie that he was already doing.
Right.
They had to do this extra scene. So it was Snowpiercer that he was filming at the time. So they had to like tell him, hey, put your hand over your face.
Right.
Because, yeah, the prosthetic that they had on him looked weird. So
sure.
Anyway, Robert Downey Jr. apparently kept food hidden all over the set. Joss Whedon was a big believer in, like, let the camera run, do some improv, because obviously these actors can, you know, be funny at times. In the movie, when you actually see him offering food to people, that was the food. It wasn't scripted. That was the food that he hid around set.
Oh,
and he would just
kind
of throw it in.
Right.
He was hungry. I thought that was
funny. Yeah, there's that one scene where he hands something to Bruce. He's like, eh?
Yeah.
It's great.
Apparently, the Hulk bringing Iron Man back to life was improvised by Mark Ruffalo during his motion capture performance.
That's funny.
And then Joss Whedon explained that the two founding Avenger members, Ant-Man and the Wasp, were cut from the script because they had too many characters already. Obviously, they had way too many.
Yeah.
At that point.
But then in Hawkeye, in the Avengers play, we see that Ant-Man was there. Remember there was a little joke where
that's right.
Oh, right. As a throwback, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
Well, just like, what? They have this all wrong. Ant-Man didn't help.
Yeah. That man is playing Galaga. That was also ad-libbed by Robert Downey Jr., but it worked so well that he then added the image of the
right.
crewman
yeah, that was
actually
great.
Playing. This was the first MCU film to earn $1 billion.
There you go.
At the time, it was the third highest grossing movie of all time. Can you name what was higher than that one?
Still Titanic
mm-hmm.
and Avatar.
Correct. Mm-hmm. First film to gross $200 million in the first 3 days it was open.
Damn.
That's insane. And then there was only one Oscar winner on the whole cast. You know who that was at the time?
At the time?
Yeah.
Downey, right?
No.
No?
Pepper Potts,
Gwyneth.
That's right.
But five nominees, Downey, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, Mark Ruffalo, and Samuel L. Jackson.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you guys want to rate this movie?
I think this is a solid 8.
8? I don't know. It's a 9 or a 10 for me.
It's a 9 for me.
When this movie came out, you're like, how could anything be better than this?
Yeah, 9 is good. It's really good.
Yep.
All right, fan questions. Let's see here. McMahon Helmsley, I can't wait for next week when you guys review Age of Ultron. Easy. While this one was stellar, Age of Ultron is in my top 5 favorites. James Spider kills... Oh, Spader, he meant. Yeah, James Spader kills his role.
I love Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron's good.
I think I've only seen it like twice.
Oh?
James Spader's amazing as the voice of Ultron. He's such a great actor.
I don't like that one as much as the OG Avengers.
I get it.
I did enjoy it.
I think it's underrated.
Omar, meow meow. Dollar bet that Hawkeye is the worst Avenger. Fucking idiot shooting arrows at like 400 aliens with armor. His quiver holds maybe 20 arrows at most.
Correct.
Not only that, like Aaron said, he's always getting bested by Natalia too. So he really is like the lowest of the low. No,
I don't know who Natalia is, but
when Jeremy
Natasha, there you go.
When Jeremy Renner was on SNL, they had a skit about this that was really funny.
Yeah.
Where they all have powers and like, what are you going to do? Shoot arrows? What the hell's wrong with you? Like, it was funny.
One Punch Man, who made the difference for you in this movie? I.e., without them, this wouldn't have worked. Downey Jr., Ruffalo, Hemsworth, would you dare replace anyone?
No. I think the casting is one of the best things that they did. But yeah, I think,
I mean,
like you
maybe
said
if
earlier,
you could make sure that Ed Hulk Norton's still Hulk, maybe, but.
I know. Ruffalo was good in this movie, then he turns into a
I still ball. Remember walking out of that theater like, how is Hulk the best part of that movie? That's crazy.
It's definitely, yeah, Hulk's definitely
the I mean, best Iron part. Man is definitely Iron Man still, though, but yeah, Hulk stole the show.
Well, I guess the nuke was the most important part, right? Without the nuke, like, they lose, right?
They lose.
That's what you said when you first saw it. You were like, I think without the nuke, they lose.
They lose this one. Interesting. It's true.
Carlos Ramirez, great movie, but forgotten since the MCU grew so much after this. Josh Whedon gave us a proper Hulk after the heartbreaking loss of Ed Norton that I still can't get over. I felt robbed not seeing him interact with the other characters. Like, again, imagine Ed Norton and Robert Downey Jr. instead of Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
It's great.
Yokomo, hey guys, any plans on seeing Dune 2? 1,000 times better than the first one. Can't recommend it enough. Saw it in Dolby, and it was a theater experience haven't had in a long time.
Oh, well.
Maybe I'll check it out. Rizzler wasn't... You okay, Josh?
All right.
Rizzler wasn't a bad start for the Avengers saga, but always felt as though Loki wasn't that powerful of a heel that required entire Avengers to defeat. Avengers should have fucked him up and his alien army in a few minutes. You guys were fucking hilarious ripping on Josh during the funniest actor bracket. It was podcast gold. Yeah, Josh was on a whole other level of idiot on that podcast.
No, well, my guy won, so that's all that matters.
My guy.
PCJ, amazing start to the Avengers films. I watched this twice in 3D opening week. Tony jumping from the tower into the suit is the best suit up of all time, in my opinion. If you could add one F-bomb in this film, when would it be? Wow.
They didn't have one?
No. No.
Wasn't it PG-13?
Yeah, but they don't put those in MCU movies. The only MCU movie that has an F-bomb is Guardians 3.
Oh, I've got it. Oh. I've got it. After Hulk slams Loki around, he's just laying on the ground. And he goes, fuck.
I'm thinking when the portal opens and all the people start coming out. Maybe a fuck, like, oh, fuck.
I think where Andrew put it, where the cop goes, hey, who the fuck are you? That would have been a realistic cop.
And Hulk, fuck.
Yeah, Captain America.
Tone EC, I don't care if others think the writing is cheesy or Josh Whedon was me too'd. It paid off for me after all the prior Marvel movies. Yeah, it definitely did, for sure.
Sure.
Andy Piccone, hard to believe this is the last time the MCU we see the Hulk transform. If you could change one thing about the MCU, what would it be? You can't pick ending after Endgame. Oh, I see. I don't know.
More grounded storytelling?
Right.
I think that's kind of the easy fix.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Speedy McCrab, what antagonist do you want in the MCU immediately? Dr. Doom?
Doom. It's got to be.
Yeah. Bobby the Mark Soydam, I remember counting down the days of seeing this movie. It was the start of something huge. How did you guys feel leading up? At the time, I didn't care as much as I did now because I liked Iron Man. I liked Incredible Hulk. Didn't really like the first Captain America or Thor. I like it much more now.
I was losing my mind because I did like the first Thor and Captain America. And leading up to this, I was losing my fucking mind thinking about Downey, Ed Norton.
Yep.
And then the other two all coming together. I was so fucking excited.
Yeah. I loved Captain America. So, of course, look, we were all excited about this movie. And it went on to do better and better things and told a great long-term story. It's just a great, great series.
That it did. Three movies leading up until Civil Avengers, War. Right?
Oh, you mean leading up to it. Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Hulk, and then
Thor.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, so that's crazy. All those movies leading up into the one.
Starting in 2008.
Right.
Four years of movies to lead
great
up
journey.
To this.
Great yeah. journey.
Yep.
So there you go. That's all the fan questions we got. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We have tons of bonus podcasts on there, including a few brackets now. So go check it out. And we'll see you guys next time.